coming out of Transformers over the summer, there's a couple of things that kind of stayed with me, I suppose, and I just want to share some of that and see where that goes as we think about that. And there's particularly around, and the big emphasis out of Transform, which is obviously the summer camp, was around evangelism. And I just have a sense that there's times and seasons in God, isn't there? There's times when God seems to do stuff. And it's really important to know what God... Hi there! Little girl doing in the window. Hi! it's really important to know what God is doing at any one time, isn't it? To get in on what God's doing. So that in the season of sowing, that you're sowing, and in the season of reaping, that you're reaping. You don't want to be sowing in the season of reaping, do you? You're kind of missing out what God's doing. And there seems to be something where God is talking about evangelism and a reaping season. And I'm always saying that in faith. I've got no, you know, you get signs of it. And I mentioned the Reading thing before, didn't I, back in July. But I almost want to set out prophetically and say, that's what I want. That's what I believe for, and that's what I have a sense of. And if that's what God is doing, then I want to be in on what God's doing. I want to work with what he's doing. And so there were kind of three things out of that thought around evangelism that have stayed with me and come to me. The first one, I'm going to go really practical. And that is around a survey that was done. Does that sound very spiritual to you? I don't know. But it's quite interesting. And so I'm starting here so we can get beyond it. But it was something I almost did a few months ago, a survey called Talking Jesus. And if you remember, I skimmed through loads of slides and everyone went, ooh, what's that? Well, I've trimmed the slides down, but I've still got some. But for me, it feeds into a picture of how people understand Christians and what people think about Jesus. And what they did was a survey of perceptions of Christians and perceptions of Jesus. If you want to, you can find out the details of this survey and why it's reliable and all that sort of thing. But basically, it was a well-run survey. Okay, so you can trust, there's trustworthiness about it, done by a reputable organisation, knew what they're doing and all that sort of thing. Okay, so, and the reason to say that actually is because for many church leaders in particular, who I kind of looked at these results with, there's lots about this, this is surprising. And surprising, so surprising that church leaders in particular didn't believe it. Can you believe it? Cynical church leaders? Surely not. So let's have a look, see if we can get... No, we can't get anything, can we?
That is very surprising.
That is surprising. But, okay. That's going to be annoying if I can't do this. Okay, first of all, they did a survey. In this survey, I'm adding those two numbers together, 57%. Good idea. 57% of the UK population self-identified as Christian, and 43% didn't. However, on the criteria that they put in, which is about praying and attending church services, 9% were practicing Christians in the UK. Is that surprising at all? What do you think? About what you think, something like that? What you have here is the big ones are the percentages in the UK population. So there's 18% of the UK population are in the age band 25 to 34. And then the 2%, 2%, 1%, 1%, 2% is the 9% who are practicing Christians spread over those age groups. So 2% of practicing Christians are in the age group 25 to 34. 2% of the overall population who call themselves practicing Christians are in the age group. Trying desperately not to make this really technical. Here's surprising number one, surprising result number one. People always say that the missing generation in church is 25 to 34. That's the kind of rhetoric that goes around. But generally, it's all getting older, and that we're missing the 20s people.
Actually, what this says is the missing generation is more around the 45, in terms of attending church and praying, is more around the 45 to 54. Interesting. Sure. It's just different to what people assumed. And I've had talks on the missing generation. You know, we focus on conferences on how do we reach the... I think it is important, clearly, to reach the 25 to the 34. But actually, in terms of the spread, it's not as a whole as it was once thought. Maddie, okay. So, see, I've skipped some out. That was fast forward lots of stuff. There's more to be had if you're really that interested. Beliefs about Jesus. Let's go on. 6 in 10 English adults believe that Jesus was a real person. I mean, we kind of assume this, don't we, that Jesus was actually a human who walked on the earth. You know, he actually existed in history. I don't know whether you think that's high or low. 6 in 10, low. I mean, I guess if you ask the question, Julius Caesar or something like that, it would go definitely. So there you are. That's one in the general populace. That's one thing that, you know, might be interesting to talk to people about. Was Jesus actually a real person who lived?
And the fact that 18% just don't have a clue.
Yeah. They might even say they don't care, I suppose. Don't even care. One in five English adults believe Jesus was God in human form. So other people, so the rest of them are happy to acknowledge he existed, but don't believe he was God. Okay? This is interesting. 43% of all English adults believe in the resurrection. So 20% think he was God, 40% think he rose again.
That's a bit funny. 20% believe he was God, but choose to ignore that somehow, and then 43% think he rose again.
There you go, thank you for that summary, Simon. That's right, absolutely. So 9% are practicing Christian, 20% think he was God, 40% believe in the resurrection. The point that Roy Crown was making, who was one of the kind of directors of this survey, he was saying, often on an Easter Sunday, we try and tell people, prove to them the resurrection. He was saying, actually, probably, for people who turn up to that Easter service, most likely, they already believe in the resurrection, that's why they're there. What they need to know is the meaning of it, not the proof of it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Words chosen by English adults to describe Jesus. So out of all English adults, so that includes the Christians as well, they can choose more than one, which is why those percentages don't add up. That's for you, Simon, because I know you. All English adults, they say spiritual, loving, peaceful. In the younger age group, spiritual, loving, and a leader. Interesting. People have interesting thoughts there around what young people want and what they need to have. Maybe they need leadership. That's a positive characteristic. Practicing Christians, loving, wise, and inspirational. Well, that's lovely. Non-practicing Christians, so that's that other 42%, loving, spiritual, and peaceful. Not lovely. Sometimes I like to tell people that Jesus wasn't peaceful, but there we go. And he was prince of priests, so you know. Okay. There's two on now, Maddie. This is an interesting one. This is one of the interesting ones. I'm just highlighting it for you. Most English non-Christians say that they know a Christian. 67% say they know a Christian. Two-thirds, I'm just going to read, of people who we want to reach, who we're, you know, we're praying, they already know us. They're in contact with us. And most of them are either our friend or our family member. For some of them, an acquaintance, I don't know what that means quite, workmate, neighbour, 1% church leader. Don't know what that says, I don't know. Yeah, okay, that's interesting, isn't it, that of the people we want to reach most, we're already in contact with most people. We already know them, they're our friends. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're hearing that, okay. Okay, this, again, I like this one. I wish I could flick back. Can you just tell what this is? Don't worry. So, non-Christians, this is interesting. So, these next two slides are about what do non-Christians think about us? I'm deliberately making this personal. What do they think about us? What do they think we're nice? Do they think they're horrible? What's their general impression of us? Bearing in mind that there are 67% of them are our friends and our family. Well, this is a good start, isn't it? Two-thirds, 66% say that we're friendly, caring, good-humoured. That's amazing. As I say, this is a reliable survey. We can trust it. 38% say Christians are generous people, encouraging and hopeful. Which hopeful was a little bit bigger than that. But isn't that interesting that most people think that we're friendly, caring, good humorous, generous, encouraging, and some of them think we're hopeful. That's quite positive, isn't it? It's quite a positive. Non-Christians have quite a positive view of Christians. Is that what you take for that? So that's the positive side.
Very hard for them. Good view, but only less than half.
I guess that what they can do here is tick more than one box. So if you were to, so probably the people who've ticked good humours haven't ticked friendly as well. So if that's the job of statistics, if you have to give it deeper to get some of that. So broadly that's quite positive. But, of course we know, don't we, that people have generally a negative, with Christians in the press, whatever, sometimes they're negative. I wonder what they think about the negative qualities. Maybe we get a similar picture to this on the negative qualities, and that would reinforce something like that. Let's have a look at the negative qualities. So, 10% only, and I'm going to say this, only 10% think narrow-minded, only 10% hypocritical, uptight, homophobic, foolish, selfish, unhappy, and invasive. Anyone find that surprising? I find that surprising.
It's because the media make it bigger. That's why.
Absolutely. Now, the number of times we have had the conversation, it's okay, we need to present ourselves as a friendly bunch, because people think, we might think we're, whatever, not friendly. So, we had the kind of conversation, let's be nice. Do you know what? Most people think we're nice. And not very many people think negative things about Christians.
The ones that do are now.
Yeah. And the ones that, unfortunately, the Christians that perhaps display the homophobic, they're obvious, they stand out, and they end up in the media, and it's very difficult to kind of come back.
But the point is, people don't believe it. People don't believe it.
Because they've got friends and family, and they know.
They know them. Two-thirds of them already know. Yeah. They know what they're like. They know that they're friendly and hopeful and all the rest of it. We don't. So, it made me think, that maybe we as Christians have a bit of a complex. We have a bit of a complex. We think that people don't really, we've got to prove something, we've got to demonstrate something. It's not, what this survey tells us, and it's surprising, is that that's not the issue. It's not the issue. The issue isn't trying to prove that Christians are nice, or that we're not unnice. Surprise. It's the sort of thing that forces, some people to go, let's dig into the data and find out. But as I said, it's a reliable survey. Here we go. So, in their experience of evangelism, I've cut out a couple of slides here, so it's jumping to this. How do people feel like when they've had encounters with Christians and the Christians have talked to them about Jesus? And they're kind of put against each other, if you like. So, 19% wanted to know more about Jesus, and 59% did not. I don't know what happened to the 20% in the middle. Right at the bottom there, 53% felt comfortable, 32% felt uncomfortable. Again, in terms of our preconceptions about it, what that says is that most people are okay talking about Jesus. That's not a major problem for people. For every five people we speak to as Christians, one of them says, "I'm interested to know more." You could, if you want, concentrate on the 59%. I think that one in five is okay.
Why do you not share their faith?
Yeah.
Is that Which one is it? That's the non-Christians.
Non-Christians saying, having the Christians tell me about their faith, I felt stabbed, I didn't share. So, this guy, Roy Crown, his new mantra is, it kind of fits with things we've said before, pray for five, reach one. 20%. Pray for five, reach one. What's that going to like? Is this a positive? Can you see that this is really what we're trying to, what I think this helps us with is getting a different perspective, a different way of thinking about our encounters. Liz talked last week about fear, and she made the point that what makes a situation fearful for us is the way that we think about it. And if I understood when I was listening to it right, that if there's a noise in the house and you think, oh, it's the cat knocking over a cup, that's not a fearful situation. If there's a noise in the house and you don't know what that is, there's no reason you can explain it, then it's a fearful situation. So actually it's the same situation, but the fear comes from our perception, not from the reality. Is that, have I recounted that correctly? Which I think is really interesting, isn't it, when we think of living in fear. So, for me, this helps reframe our thinking about encounters with people who aren't Christians, and how we think about who we are in the midst of it. So instead of assuming they're going to think I'm bigoted, arrogant, bolshy, I should talk about Jesus.
Actually, the cat has knocked the cup over.
Exactly. I think this person is already a friend or a family, most likely. They know me, they know I'm nice, and one in five of them are going to really, really want to know more about Jesus as a result of this conversation. And everyone else is going to think they're nice.
I have a question. Sorry, just so filler. The question is, earlier it talked about how 43% believed in the resurrection. However, it talked further on before that about there being 57% believing in Christianity. So surely maybe we shouldn't just be focusing on non-Christians, we should be focusing on some Christians as well.
Okay, so you've got, that's a good point. So yeah. Over 50% of people actually already think that they're Christians. Oh, I've got some positive, I'll call myself a Christian, even if they don't really understand what that means. Absolutely. You're right. So that's the other assumption, isn't it? That probably this person already is positive towards Christianity.
So this one in five, is that one in five of the people who aren't in the 9%, or one in five of people who are in that 57%?
I believe it to be the one in five of the 43%.
So really? So it's the people who are completely, no, I'm not Christian at all?
I believe it. Rather than... Sorry if thinking about this is difficult for you, and so for some people who really love it, don't they? Like Simon. Let me just add that those percentages. But
yes, like Simon.
The important thing about fans I see is that if we expect to be rejected when we speak about our faith, we will be.
Right.
This says don't feel like that. People actually would hear what you've got to say.
Right.
That's really good to know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we can easily create a self-fulfilling prophecy, yeah. So to speak, can't we? Yeah. By preempting. You probably won't want to know, but.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah, that whole felt comfortable, felt uncomfortable thing is quite interesting, because if someone's talking to you and they're clearly uncomfortable about something, or they're not. Like you say, if you go into a situation feeling a bit like, what did I say? Or I said it wrong, or what did I say that? Then people will automatically feel that uncomfortable talking to you, I guess. Mm-hmm. Because,
I mean, we're going to reach one in five here, talk about it, but actually, we're going to do something for 50% of people.
Right, yeah.
We're not going to just, they may not want to be, they're not ready, or they're not at that point where the seed's ready to be sown, but actually, we're going to do something else for that 50% as well. And that's really important, because actually, like you said, there's a time for reaping and sowing.
Yeah.
Actually, it may not be that point when they're ready to hear more, but 10 years' time they might be.
About individual.
Yeah. But we're still going to give them something,
yeah.
And that's our kindness and all those things they feed the war.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, let's not try and make people uncomfortable, for sure. You know, we're not advocating, are we? Absolutely. So that's right. I really like this one, actually. I like this. Felt closer to the person in question. I know it's kind of one in four, but actually, you make relationships by giving of yourself, don't you? By opening yourself. And actually, there's a genuine, you talk about your faith. Actually, you're building relationships that are real and genuine. So. Okay, let's keep going then, because are you enjoying it, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is now looking at Christians and how Christians feel about evangelism. And this is this is definitely the thing that church leaders did not believe. English practicing Christians feel a responsibility to evangelize and believe that talking to non-Christians about Jesus is part of this responsibility. 85% of Christians agree, or strongly agree, that that's true. That there's a responsibility to do that. Do you know what? Christian leaders spend a lot of their time trying to persuade people that they should evangelize. It's not actually the problem, is it? That's what that says. That's not where there's an issue. Sorry? Yeah, or equipping, or something like that. But it's not the basic understanding. Go on, Mary. The majority of English practicing Christians feel confident talking to non-Christians about Jesus. Hold on, I can't read that graph now. The majority of practicing Christians...
Confidence,
there you go. Thank you. 33% tend to agree that they're confident. They're afraid, or 33% afraid of causing offence. 35 think that others are better than them to do it, and 23% don't know how to do it, don't feel equipped. So again, it goes back to what we just said there with John. The problem isn't so much motivation, it's equipping, it's understanding how we do it, and our understanding of what we're doing in the process. Go on, Maddie. Just take another one, I think so. And two-thirds, now this is the one that church leaders definitely didn't believe. I don't know, anyway. Two-thirds of English practicing Christians have talked about Jesus with the non-Christian in the past month. 33 plus 33 in the last month, 66. Two-thirds of practicing Christians have talked to a non-Christian about Jesus in the past month. That's really, really encouraging. I don't know whether... Christians, you know, on this survey, Christians tend to play up that statistic. I don't know. I don't know whether the motivation to do that. I don't know. But anyway, that's encouraging too. Is that the last one?
Yes.
There we go. That's enough. And that's taking too long. But, what's that?
Loving the statistics.
Bro, you love that, don't you? You love a good bit of numbers. This ad. As it was in the paper, actually. It was reported in the paper. I don't know if you noticed it earlier in the year. But actually, it was reported negatively, because obviously they reported all the negative sides. Two-thirds of people don't want to hear anything about Jesus. All that sort of thing. For Christians, I think it affects our perceptions. I'm going to move on to the interesting bit now. It affects our perceptions. And as we've just said, actually we should have a really positive view about how people perceive us, how people want to receive about Jesus, how they think about all of those things. When we think about evangelism, which I believe is a season that God's got us in, then we should be really encouraged that we have a good basis on which to live out the life of Jesus for the sake of others. And more than that, talk about Jesus with the two-thirds of people that already know us. Does that make sense to you? Do you understand? I've been kind of holding on to that for a little while, so now I've shared it. I hope that's okay. And that it's helpful. It's kind of not a preach material, is it? But it's information, and I hope it encourages you. Encourage me. That what the task really is